It is that time once again, time for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. The Evangel Home, blessing women and children in crisis since 1955. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Well, here we are. We get to come back again to record a program of Heartline here at the Evangel Home of Fresno. Jerry Brenneman is the director of all things Evangel Home. We are sitting with Jerry in her office, and Melissa is with us today, Jerry. And as we record, it's been several weeks. I've been gone, so kind of feel like I've lost momentum and timing here a little bit, but glad to be back in the saddle and look forward to our discussion today. How have you been?
I've been pretty good. Last time you asked me that question, it was not quite a trick, but I'm dealing with some arm issues that we think we have traced to my neck. I think it's the vertebrae degenerative neck stuff that's compressing the nerves, and oof. So I'm doing physical therapy for that, and I'm not sure that they have anything good for your neck that doesn't look like it's some kind of medieval torture implement.
Yeah, that's amazing how they disguise the rack.
Exactly.
Right. But the pain is lessened, I trust?
The pain is lessened. So slowly but surely, maybe we'll see this thing through. But boy, it's been a long time. Yeah. I've grown to appreciate how much you use your arms. Mm. But it's also a very handy excuse to not clean my house.
Well, that's for you to decide. At any rate, we want to talk to Melissa. Introduce her a little bit, and we want to hear her story.
Melissa sat in this office last week, Jim, with a whole other interview. She was being interviewed to go into Crossroads. And I think a lot of our listeners know, but let me just real quickly give them a flyover view of us. The emergency shelter is where women come all sorts of walks of life, and if we can bring them in, we do. And then after a few weeks, some of them apply for our Crossroads program, which is a transitional living and lots of stuff. Everything we can do to help them get a better grip on God and a better grasp on life. Mm-hmm. And where we take almost anybody in the crisis home, we are much more selective about the Crossroads program because we do not want women over there who are just looking for a place to live. Mm-hmm. It won't work. Mm-hmm. We'll make them crazy, and they won't be the kind of woman who really gets very far over there. So we want women that want change, mm-hmm. that want help, that know what they're doing is not working, and how do I go about this life thing differently? So Melissa was in that interview last week and has now been next door in Crossroads for a week. So I thought it would be fun to interview her. And in addition to those two programs, Jim, we have The Garden, which is alternative sentencing. That's the woman who lived down the street in a house. And then we have a learning center that First Presbyterian Church is going to be working on during Easter vacation and get that back into top-notch shape. Mm-hmm. And then we have the counseling center at the corner of the block where we counsel not only our women and their significant folks, but people in the community.
Whew. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's amazing. I was going to do some of this when you started talking about the Crossroads next door. You know, it's been a while since we talked about all the ministries and things that are going on here, so we were thinking on the same track again. Melissa, let's back up. How long were you in the crisis shelter?
About 6 weeks.
Okay, let's back up 7 weeks. Okay. What was going on in Melissa's life?
Melissa was in jail.
Want to talk about that? Can you tell us why?
Sure. Actually, I'd have to back up even further. I was in trouble about three years ago. I ended up getting on probation, and if that wasn't enough, I went out of town and went to prison out of that county. So I went to 2 years of prison, and when I got paroled, I came to Fresno County, and they put me in a program. And while I was checking to make sure all my T's were crossed and my I's were dotted, I checked with probation. I found out that it's a violation to go to prison.
I'm stunned.
That's sort of a catch-22 there. Believe that?
Yeah.
Who does that?
Do you mind talking a little bit about the why? I mean, were you in substance abuse or?
Definitely up to my ears, but by the time they caught me doing that, I had was stealing cars. Mostly rides, if that makes sense. But I give them back probably in better condition than I had gotten them in. But I was just not right. Things that seemed to make sense at the time just obviously don't to a normal person. But it was just grasping, doing desperate
things.
Well,
let's move back even further. When did your life take a wrong turn?
Well, I had 13 years of sobriety, and I went through a divorce. And then I couldn't support myself. I started working in a bar, and some people had brought some drugs into the bar, and I started to use again. I felt like I owed it to myself, like it was some sort of break, and somehow my brain registered it that it was a break. Mm. And little by little, instead of using the drug was using me.
So does this substance abuse go back to teenage years?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah. When I was 11 years old, I left home.
Mm-hmm. 11 years old. Where did you go at age 11?
Originally, our family lived in Santa Cruz, and we had relocated to the mountains up near Amador County, and I didn't take the move very well or the stepdad. I was sexually, mentally abused, and I ran away. So I went back to Santa Cruz. And I stayed gone. I lived on the streets in Santa Cruz, which is not like the streets here in Fresno, obviously. I stayed on the beach. I stayed with my friends. I ended up getting pregnant when I was about 14.
Wow.
Exactly, wow. And so you listen to all of this coming from this beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I so appreciate about Melissa is that she's very honest and very transparent about this. I don't know if you've always been that way, Melissa, but she is now. And of course, I'm sure that she can't tell us everything, but right. Just having the outline of someone's life like that and then seeing how much she wants to change, mm-hmm. I can't imagine that we would not mm-hmm. help her. I tell our women when they're going to have that interview, there is nothing we haven't heard. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that could surprise us. Maybe when you put it all together in a certain package, in a certain way, it surprises us and it hurts. You just... Mm-hmm. To think of what goes on out there and to think of any 11-year-old on the street is so incomprehensible.
Right.
And now we have to almost go back in time to when Melissa was 11 to start helping her. Because so often by the time... Melissa, how old are you now?
38.
She's 38. She's a 38-year-old woman. But if we just meet her totally as a 38-year-old woman that doesn't have all that junk in her... It's not going to help her. So you do almost have to go back to when she was 11, when all of that started, because she's going to have emotions that are frozen at that level. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the trickiest things for us, Jim, is we're dealing with women who are our peers age-wise, but many of them are frozen as 11-year-olds. And you can't treat them as 11-year-olds. Well, you're going to have them say, I'm not a kid,
right.
Except... There, we can be very wise, and many of them know that their emotions, some of their emotions are frozen at that time, mm-hmm. when all that stuff started. That's crucial that we get to that somehow.
Yeah, and I think we have a rough outline of Melissa's very difficult background. Some of it was obviously kind of pushed on her with the abuse situation and some bad choices then made in the process. Would you agree?
Yes.
So... How did Evangel Home come into the picture for you?
Well, when probation violated me for going to prison, they gave me another 2 years. So it was the second two-year term back to back. They sent me to county because I was a low-level offender, and I ended up in the laundry. And
not being washed, but working in the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. I worked in the laundry, and the chaplain there happens to make the quilts here. I don't know if I can say her name or not.
Sharon, yeah.
For the graduates. And she kept saying, you need to come here, you need to go there. And I was thinking, I just did two long terms of being held down. And I felt like it was kind of more of a trick to be pushed in somewhere. And I was like, oh, no. But then when I was released from county, I was no longer on parole. So there was no funding. There was nowhere for me to go. I can't go back to the people and the places I used to know. I can't quite go ahead because where are you going to go now? And when I was looking through the pamphlet, the fourth pamphlet this lady gave me, she was tenacious.
She was persistent.
Oh, no. Yeah. It said that there was a 28-day shelter. I go, oh, I can commit to that. I can do that. So when I called, I talked to them, and they said, you know, they made room for me. I came in for the 28 days, and I looked everything over, and I kind of, you know, dropped hints and talked to people, and I found out about Crossroads, and the more I found out about it, the more I felt like it was where God was leading me to go.
Was there a certain point at which you said, "This, I'm done. Something has to change. I cannot continue in this path that my life has been headed"?
Oh, yeah. All through prison, all through jail. I've been clean as of the 24th, 20 months. And I was afraid to leave this house. I knew I couldn't leave this house.
Summarize 1 week in Crossroads.
A lot of love and encouragement.
We have tissues. It's okay.
It's like going home, like a home I never had.
Like a home I never had. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for that. You're too raw and early in the process to think down the road very far, but what are you most thankful for at this moment in your life? Can I ask you that?
The Evangel Home. The Crossroads. I got to see my children for the first time since before I was locked up. They never came to see me. I got to see them for the first time.
Wow.
Did they come here or did you go somewhere?
They came here.
To Kim's graduation.
They came to Kim's graduation. And we're basically down to the last few seconds of our time together here. Melissa, thank you for being so transparent and willing to share. Because one of the things we talk about, and you can attest to this, we pray that God will lead someone to the airwaves who is where you were or knows someone who is where you were and give them a message of hope. And if that's you, my dear lady friend out there, or if that's you, my friend who knows someone like this, call us, 264-4714. God's at work here, and he's changing lives one woman at a time. For those of you who have been our supporters of prayer and financially, thank you. Please continue. And Jerry, I think we want to follow Melissa through this process. And we're out of time. Thank you, Jerry, for your participation here. Melissa, pleasure to meet you. And God bless you, my listening friend. We look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, find them online at evangelhome.org. That phone number in the 559 area code, 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this time around. We'll chat with you next time around for Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.